Well, if I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger.
Well, folks, from our long-awaited first commentary, I'm going to bring up something controversial. Maybe something you may not want to talk about on your little radio station. I'm going to talk about the dreaded C word. Yes, you know, the C word, Coulter, Ann Coulter. Yep, the neocons answer to Paris Hilton and Time Magazine's leggy cover girl. Well, in case you didn't know, on Tuesday she was in Texas spewing her usual venom, and big surprise, protesters started shouting her down, as has seemingly become a growing trend recently at her speeches. Gee, I wonder why. Well, at the speech in question, she started in on her tired, bigoted rant against gay marriage, as if she is in some sort of losing battle on the issue. Then, during a Q&A session afterwards, a student named Ajay Raj asked that if she was so concerned about the sanctity of marriage, which, by the way, is a statement that goes up there with persistent vegetative state and intelligent design as phrases that will make me puke if I ever hear them again, then how does she feel about, and I'm quoting here, marriages where the man does nothing but fuck his wife up the ass? Well, after that comment, Mr. Raj was arrested for disorderly conduct. Now, remember this. Miss Coulter is on tour and travels around our great country, filling it with her extremist, tyrannical rantings on a regular basis, particularly to colleges and universities. Perhaps one near you. I was thinking of some questions one might like to ask if you happen to find yourself at one of these Hitler Youth, Ann Coulter rallies, along with the probability that you may be arrested for asking such a question. Question 1. At the end of your Time Magazine article, it was mentioned that you had a Muslim boyfriend at one point. Would you say that your hatred toward both homosexuals and Muslims had anything to do with this Muslim boyfriend missing, either intentionally or not, and providing you with an unwelcome backdoor surprise? Probability of arrest, medium. Also, in that Time article, it was mentioned that you would publicly make out with Bob Guccione Jr. while drinking champagne. So tell us, Anne, how many drinks would it take for you to fuck, say, Al Franken? Probability of arrest, high. Even higher if you replace Al Franken with Bill Clinton. Higher still if you replace Bill Clinton with Hillary Clinton. Are you the reason Rush Limbaugh's wife left him? Probability of arrest, low. If you were number 4, question 4, if you were 9 months pregnant and you found out that Michael Moore was the father of your child through some drunken orgy, I'm sure you're familiar, would you have an abortion, even if it had to be partial birth? Probability of arrest, medium. Would you say that you'll be officially crowned c*** of the year by Time Magazine? Probability of arrest, near certain. Well, I'm sure that you out there are having fun thinking up your own questions should you find yourself in the unbearable predicament of being in the same room with her, but it need not stop at mere verbiage. But I think we should get a little bit more creative than pies. I mean, come on, folks, it's been done over and over again. We need to think about the target here. How about pelting her with falafel balls? There's a good one. How about hummus? Or any other kind of Middle Eastern side dish would do. I would say urine, but then I'm thinking she might like that too much. I'm picturing Sean Hannity and or Matt Drudge showering her with their love here. Oh well, anyway, keep thinking, and if you have any comments and or suggestions, please just send me an email at wizarddan55@hotmail.com. That's wizarddan55@hotmail.com. Or check out the blog where this will be printed, as well as the supporting articles at wzrdexile.blogspot.com. And here's to the fine folks at WZRD, greatest radio station on earth. Love y'all. See you next time. This will be the first of hopefully many, many, many of these. Have a great day. Bye. All over this land. Well, if I had a bell,
I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a war.